Hey David, good to be here. Hope you're having fun at the TMC conference. Sorry I couldn't be live today, everyone, but I am actually in the Florida Keys. I took a few days to enjoy. And here's an interesting fact. I was looking for mortgage stats on the Keys, but this sounds better. There's a whopping 800 Keys, and a key is a small, low elevation island above a coral reef. And for the folks listening, if you have not been to the Florida Keys, you are missing out. There's a lot to do. You can't fit it all in one trip. But some absolutely beautiful landscape and a lot of fun on the boat, good water, et cetera, et cetera. So hope you guys can make it out there at some point. And speaking of vacation, I thought I'd jump right in to an interesting article. It's called The Return to Office Battle Rages On. And I know this is happening in our industry. Well, it turns out that Dell, by the way, I don't know who owns a Dell computer these days, but Dell's obviously still in there with big server infrastructure and other types of hard drive storage computing, et cetera. Anyways, they reportedly told employees that those who don't work in the office at least 3 times a week are ineligible for promotions. So I'm sure some of you have heard things like that. I know I actually miss going to the office. I wish I had an office to go to. But folks are hoping that other people start returning to work. All right, let's get to the mortgage stuff. If you are a bank or credit union, you want to know about the American Banker Digital Banking Conference. They call it your roadmap to next-gen banking starts here. It's June 24th to the 25th. It is in Boca Raton, Florida. So if you want to get to the Sunshine State, I know it'll be hot at that time, but what a great conference. I've been to an American Banker Conference, and they are jam-packed with great info, not just for banks and credit unions, by the way, great technology vendors, great content. Check it out. Now, I took a look at HousingWire's Borrower Insight Survey. This is extremely interesting. So what they're saying is that at the heart of the data, consumers want and need different things than prior. I'm just going to give you a couple real quick ones. Please go to HousingWire, check out this article. You can just Google HousingWire 2024 Borrower Insight Survey. So check this out. Borrowers now want flexibility when it comes to financing a mortgage, meaning they're not just going for your everyday 30-year fixed mortgage. They also are looking for savings. They are hoping, so two-thirds, 67% of the people surveyed said saving money was one of their top three concerns. I'm not sure if that's changed. I think everybody always wants to save money, but if you're a financial institution, you may be able to take a look at their overall picture. They also said they want education and guidance. We know that. They want high tech and high touch. And they also want different kinds of outreach based on their experience. What that means is those have taken out 5 or more mortgages favor just going digital. Those who, when interest rates were low 1 or 2 years ago, are likely to be cautious and want to talk to somebody. And then finally, people now want trusted referrals. So if they found you somehow on the internet or through your marketing, you want to make sure that you can refer somebody to them based on what this article is saying. So great article. Check it out. And then speaking of that, David, I found also, HousingWire. They spoke with, Sandra Madigan. She's EVP of Product Strategy and Servicing Technology at ICE. And what she talks about is how to improve the home buying experience with technology and how the industry can do so thoughtfully. And she's talking about the post-close, the ownership experience, not the pre-close, the mortgage origination experience. And that's something that I know we're continuing to focus on. How do we maintain those customers for life? How do we service them and their families and their friends? So check that out. Really cool article again on HousingWire. David, this is an article I'm going to start talking about today, into our audience. It's extremely important. I can't preface how important it is. It's all about what to do when your mortgage vendor has outages. And there's a couple items here that I've listed, but ultimately, this is a topic we must talk about. So here's a few quick things to think about. And by the way, if you're looking for more information, you can reach out to myself or David. I'll give you my email at the end of this context. So first, make sure you're checking those contracts. How do you know when your contracts are ending and what is in that contract? Do you have server redundancy? It's not always written in the contract. You're going to want to understand the terms and what type of redundancy your vendor has. There are some vendors that don't always host in AWS or the Azure cloud. They still have old infrastructure. When I say old, I mean not the modern stuff at these cloud vendors. They just have, could be brand new equipment, could be Dell stuff, but it's in a data center that they host and manage or someone manages for them. You want to check that out and just understand there's no right or wrong. You just want to know what is it that they have and what is their redundancy and what cloud platform are they on? And some cloud platforms have redundancy. Sometimes it's not redundancy for full outages. It's redundancy for smaller things. So understand that. And then upon an outage, what do you do? How do you run your business and what is that plan? You want to make sure you go ahead and document that up front and then understand what your customer service message is. And we'll end on this last note for today. I'll talk more about this next week live with you, David, and the rest of the co-host team here. But make sure you set your expectations. Remember, you have internal that speaks externally, and you also have direct external. Make sure everybody understands that things may be running a little bit slow or that you want to give them a personal touch. It may not always be necessary to let them know that your vendor's having an outage. Maintain that really excellent expectation customer experience. That's it for today. We'll talk again about some of those topics next week. You know how to get a hold of me. It's Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a great week.